Let's do some education and some teaching out here. Why do we go out in the streets? Guess what the word preach means? Jesus said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. Guess what the word preach means? It's not a guy in a box on Sunday. That's an invention of man. The word preach means public crier. It's a street preacher. Jesus was a street preacher. Paul was a street preacher. John the Baptist was a street preacher. Peter was a street preacher. So Jesus said, go preach the gospel. That means go publicly cry it and warn you, tell you the good news, warn you about the danger, the wrath that's coming. He said, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. The American church system is not preaching the gospel. The American church system's not warning you about the wrath of God that's coming. The American church systems, the modern pastors and priests are not telling you what it takes to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. They're lying to you, telling you you can be like the world and feed your flesh, but you cannot be like the world and be of Jesus Christ. You cannot live after the pattern of this world. You can't practice false churchianity and claim a holy God of truth. You can't watch the Packers and Netflix and politics and think you're of a holy God. God has nothing to do. His people have nothing to do with the worldliness and carnality and sin. They live separate from those false ways. So I had to stop that audio because I had some Catholic priests walk by, and I simply asked the Catholic priests, hey, why don't you open the Holy Scriptures and we can talk about the truth of God? But the Catholic priests can't open the Word of God and go to the Scriptures. Why? Because the Word of God is not on their side. The Catholic Church follows a bunch of man-made traditions and a false gospel that cannot save anyone. I have testings on it at my teaching blog at don'tperish.com for free. The Catholic Church murdered 50 million people in the Dark Ages. The Catholic Church is a corrupt, bloated system of Satan. But the evangelicals are not much better. The evangelical church also persecuted and killed people. Martin Luther was a heretic, baby-baptizing man who hated the Jews. Martin Luther... his writings were used by Adolf Hitler to persecute the Jews. So here's the problem. Here's the problem. All of the things you believe in should be tested to the Scriptures. Otherwise, you're going to be following a false way. And the Bible says to follow a false way puts you in peril because you're not repenting and seeking the kingdom of God. Those who repent and seek the kingdom of God. You don't seek entertainment and the culture's ways. You don't seek the Packer Nation that is violence, covetous, idolatry, idleness. You don't seek sports and politics and Netflix and pride and vanity and fashion. That's not what God's people do. If you're set for the kingdom of God, you live like that here on earth. What do you think heaven's going to be like? There ain't going to be no Packer games in heaven. There ain't going to be no Netflix in heaven. There ain't going to be no hunting and fishing idolatry in heaven. God calls his people to live now the way we will in the kingdom of God one day. Think about that. Live now the way we do will in the kingdom of God one day. But no, Americans don't like that. Americans want to live for their flesh and think they're going to slide under the gate of heaven. They're not going to. Peter talked about if the righteous are scarcely saved, what's going to become of the sinner? Think about that. The righteous are scarcely saved. Why are we scarcely saved if you're a righteous saint of God? Not because Christ is weak. It's you and I are the weak ones, and you have to repent, and you have to cling to Christ with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you need to walk in His word and His ways. But if you're following the culture, folks, you just have no hope of eternal life to come. If you're following your church system, they're lying to you. We come and stand in the broad road to destruction. This is the broad road, the culture. We come and stand in the broad road to remind you that your willful sin and your worldly life will damn you on judgment day. What are you living and investing your life in? Ponder that. Are you living for the kingdom of God, or are you living for everything that's temporary? Are you living for the corruptible? That's the culture, sports, politics, entertainment, fairs. Or are you living for the incorruptible? The incorruptible would be the eternal things of God that Jesus said will stand forever. So ask yourself, neighbor, what are you living for? What are you seeking? What do you have your heart's desire on? What is your portion, as the Bible says? Is your portion God and Christ and His word and His ways? Or is your portion your flesh, fun, frivolity, entertainment, and you just sprinkle a little bit of God on Sunday? God doesn't want your religious scrap. Did you know that, neighbor? God doesn't want your religious scrap on Sunday or Saturday or whenever you attend. God wants your entire life lived for Him in spirit and truth. If you're not born again by the gospel of Jesus Christ, His death, burial, resurrection, and repentance to Him, which creates new life, changes your heart and your mind, and then your desire is holiness and obedience. If you're not living that life to endure in that to the end, you are on the broad road to destruction, neighbor. And Christ is coming in flaming judgment. What will you trade for your eternal soul? Why would you live after the ways of the world that are temporal and fleeting? Why would you feed your flesh that's going to be dust and powder one day? Why not feed your eternal soul in the truth of God? Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word out of the mouth of God. If you live like the culture, you are not living by every word out of the mouth of God. You're living by Satan's kingdom. This is Satan's kingdom. This culture is Satan's kingdom. Your church system is Satan's kingdom. Sports, politics, Netflix, entertainment, pride and vanity, fashion is Satan's kingdom. What are you living for? Have you been transformed? Does your heart and mind show the fruit of a true child of God? See, you can't enter the kingdom of God if you're not born again by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God quickens you, changes you, sharpens you. The Word of God sharpens you. And you see the difference between the lost world and the people of God. They don't act the same. They don't talk the same. They don't dress the same. They don't live the same. What do? They follow the scriptures. They follow the scriptures in righteousness and holiness. They follow the scriptures to find that which is good, pure, and true. They follow the scriptures and keep His commandments and walk in His ways. Jesus did not come into the world to shed his blood and to die for you so that you could live a worldly life, so that you could walk and please your flesh, so that you could live and be happy in Satan's kingdom. That is not why Jesus Christ came into the world. He came to seek and save the lost. And he said, my sheep hear my voice, and they're not of the world. You must come out of the world. You must be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That doesn't happen through church attendance. Jesus didn't die so you could live your wicked, worldly, carnal life. Jesus came to procure a peculiar people to himself. And we're here to lift up that glorious Savior.